You found self-acceptance here.
Yes.
I love that. What was it you wanted to say?
I wanted to say, you know, I don't want to be patronizing Martin, but he doesn't need it, but, you know, to be truthful about it, only for Martin was a strong person in here, we wouldn't be talking to you today, and I have no doubt about that place would have folded.
Mm.
But Martin got a lot of personal abuse here, and we have to, and from fellowships too.
Martin lost his life.
And what kind of abuse did you experience?
Well, he wasn't accepted, the fact that he opened this club, you know, and they thought it was a kind of
personal and professional.
Unreal.
Really? So people sanctioned you?
Unreal stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. Unreal.
Can you give me a example?
Well, I mean, it's not something I want to kind of really dwell on, or
okay.
It's not something
we don't
I really
have
want to pull out
no.
there. Like, because,
but it's the truth.
Because it was part of the evolution of the place, but it brought me to a place of being suicidal.
Yeah.
And I was 6-7 years sober at the time. That's where it brought me.
But Martin, would you say today that they're accepting you more now?
Well, again, because because I refused to go away.
Yeah,
and
that's
because
right.
I believed in what this place is about.
They've run out of. You see, before this place has been exposed for the goodness that it creates.
Yeah.
Right? People know it now.
Mm.
They've nothing
yeah.
against that. They
yeah.
can't. They have to shut up.
Mm.
They're still there.
There's still a few people. There's a few dinosaurs there. You know, there's a few people. Like, sad to say again, and I mean, I have huge, huge respect for the fellowships. I love the fellowships. I wouldn't be alive without them. But unfortunately, there are people in there who would be predators and who would not have the right kind of moral way of doing things, and would be dangerous people.
Mm.
And you know, and those kind of people would never survive in here because they would be exposed and they'd be asked to leave.
Door.
You know,
but
there are people in situations who take advantage of people who are vulnerable, who are coming into rooms of recovery. And I would have always been somebody who would have challenged that and challenged any kind of behaviour like that. So I didn't really endear myself to some people, but those people are not important to me anymore.
No,
they tried to close the door down, they tried to put me, destroy me, it didn't work, you know. I'm against the spiritual thing. I have more working for me than I have working against me. And you know, and I trust the process, and I trust sometimes I struggle with it, but like the greater good is what it's about.
That's amazing. So you're saying that you struggled through the resistance of the community and the abuse in order to allow this place
unreal.
To thrive.
Absolutely.
Unreal.
I mean, I remember a very prominent businessman in the town who at the time was a Lord Mayor as well.
Yeah.
And meeting me in the courtyard, and him saying, you know, you're doing a very good job up there, and you're doing it very quietly. In other words, don't tell anybody we have drug addicts in Donegal Town. Or
is there a shame associated?
Absolutely, stigma, shame.
Well, ignorance is bliss, you see. He wouldn't even understand.
Ignorance is bliss.
You know, I mean, another prominent businessman who was talking out there about this was a place for ex-drunks to come and lounge about until dole day.
I
met that particular gentleman on the street one day, and I invited him into the Abbey Hotel for a coffee. He hadn't time to come up with me that day, but he did come up a week later on my invitation, and he sat where Sean's sitting there, and he had a different attitude when he left.
Mm.
Again, contempt prior to investigation.
So you're bridging. Sorry, just one second. So you're bridging the gap between the community
absolutely.
And places like this, so
absolutely.
That there's awareness.
Absolutely, absolutely, Rua. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not. Look, there's times I wonder: do people actually want to see other people getting well?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That the way society is set up, like for any each and every one of us in here is a miracle. To have navigated and negotiated the obstacle course that's out there to get sober or clean or bet free, I mean it's amazing because the whole system is stacked against us getting well. You know, from day one you're encouraged to drink and be a man, from your that height. And then when you cross the line into active addiction, you're shunned aside, you're a waster, you're no good, piss off, we don't want to know you. You know, you have no chance. And you need to be either very, very strong, or you need to have a framework, a network, a scaffold, whatever you want to call it. You need to have everything going on to make it in this country. If you're in any way marginalised or vulnerable. You know, because the system does not want you to get well. It doesn't. I mean, if it did, we wouldn't have thousands of people on the streets of our country. You know, I mean, what is wrong with these people?
I learned here too that men have real feelings, you know.
they feel
just as much as a woman does.
Yes.
You know, and I didn't realise that because I distrusted men for various reasons in life and relationships and all that. And, you know, at times I would have gone from one bad relationship to another. And, you know, I mean, I love all the men in here, you know.
But you know too that out of these if you in here the people that have met in here, it's not about money, you know. We didn't even mention it's nothing about that. You ask anybody here their life, the life they have today, money didn't come into it. It's just peace of mind to you. You get enough to do you. Before this, for me, well, really, it'd be getting money to Yama. That'd be my big one. There'll be big days that I'll be looking for to get this proud of money, you know. But this, I can quite confidently say, I'm glad I'm a compulsive gambler because I got to learn about myself and I've been learning about life, things that I never would have known.
Yes.
You know.
You're entitled to your humanity, your personal history, because it makes you who and what you are.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can be materialistic and spiritual at the same time.
No, I think maybe that's it.
It's not possible.
It's not necessary, you know.
But it's not possible.
So that's the story, anyway.
Now, you tell us a little bit about you.
Here, I'm going to turn this off.
We're yapping away. I've turned mine on now.
It's all right. Well, it used to be a recorded
You can sing for us. I heard you sing.
Mark's a musician as well.